Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And the news broke early this morning when President Trump announced on Twitter that he and the First Lady had tested positive for the coronavirus. Joining us now is Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. She follows the news through social media. And Femi, I guess it's just a sign of the times that we live in that the president broke this historic news on Twitter even before the White House officially confirmed that he was infected.
Of course, no filter, talking directly to America. And I did a little bit of research and analysis on that particular tweet because in the early hours of the morning, they were getting lots of likes. It was getting lots of likes, lots of retweets. And it looked really unusual for how popular it was for a presidential tweet. More than 1 million people by Friday morning had actually liked this tweet. I checked using a tool called Tweet Binder. And so far, it is the most retweeted tweet of President Trump's history.
Wow. That is good to know. How else are people responding online? What are they saying?
The debate about masks continues with a little bit more focus, obviously. And then also, there are some questions about, has the president really got COVID-19? For instance, Murray_NYC is a very popular poll right now. Yes, I believe it. The president has coronavirus. No, it's a hoax. There are over 170,000 votes so far. You can join in that debate if you want to. But it also underlines the idea of the president often talks about fake news. And then when he has news, people are questioning whether that news is real or fake.
I guess we should say officially, we have no reason to believe that this is not a real diagnosis. However, as you point out,
we have no reason to believe, but that doesn't matter on Twitter.
Exactly. It doesn't matter on Twitter. President Trump also is not the first world leader to test positive for the virus. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, of course, we remember this, was in intensive care with COVID-19. How have he and other world leaders reacted to this? Are they talking about the diagnosis?
Some empathy from PM Boris Johnson. He says, my best wishes to President Trump and the First Lady. Hope they both have a speedy recovery. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has a really good relationship with President Trump. He's saying, wish you, my friend, at POTUS, at Real Donald Trump, and floaters, a quick recovery and good health. And then a fascinating subtweet from Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who is the head of the World Health Organization. My best wishes to at Real Donald Trump and floaters for a full and speedy recovery. And he subtweets the president's news on Twitter that he has COVID-19. That one's fascinating.
Yeah. All right. We're going to keep a close eye on this story. But Femi, you remind us every week that when the world is gripped with this kind of uncertainty and when we're in these trying moments, that social media, yes, can be a very difficult place, but also it can be one for refuge or escape. So bring us a moment of joy. If you can. Tell us about Sir David Attenborough, whose star is rising even further, if that's possible.
I know. A record-breaking Instagram account. So in the past week, Sir David Attenborough, whose Instagram account is, so you can all go and see it, at David Attenborough, it made records. It made news for being the fastest account to get 1 million followers. And in the past week, his posts are getting 2 million likes, a million likes, and all because he's talking about a story on a new film that's coming up, which is his connection to nature and the earth and the planet. And that's going to be on Netflix, David Attenborough, A Life on Our Planet. And he even talks about why it's important, why he, at 94 years old, is talking about climate action.
Well, and we have some tape from that video. Let's listen.
I wish I wasn't involved in this struggle. Because I wish the struggle wasn't there or necessary. But I've had unbelievable luck, and I certainly would feel very guilty if I saw what the problems are and decided to ignore them.
Wow. As you said, 94 years old. How is the public responding to this online?
Oh, with great love and admiration and literally hanging on every post. And if you go to Instagram, you will find David Attenborough right there and see some of the beautiful films that he's been making. And also, he's unfiltered now. He's talking about climate action. He's talking about the climate crisis. And because of all his years as a natural history host and broadcaster, you feel that there is some real solid experience behind his viewpoints.
You have to listen when he talks. Femi Okay is host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thanks as always. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care, Peter.